In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, last week we talked about the effects COVID had on young people. When I say young people, like you know, teenagers and young adults.
Right.
I looked at a study this week that was super interesting, and I'm going to talk about how COVID and all the restrictions affected mental health, but it's with a specific population.
Okay.
And it's very interesting.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that. And you're probably in this, you could be in this population. A lot of people are. So yeah, we're going to check it out. It's very interesting. And again, it'll give you some insight. And again, I want to encourage you, if you're in this population and you're dealing with these things, to give you something that you can use.
I almost want to say, boom, baby.
Boom. Bam. Yeah, and as usual, we're giving away free stuff. So come on in.
All right, we'll see you.
All righty. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is going on, my friends? This is David Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist, and we're back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast.
Welcome back, sir.
Welcome back to you. That is Matt Fox, the other voice you hear.
Hello.
We're here live in the podcast, Your Voice, Southfield Studios.
Yes.
As usual, on a Monday evening, hanging out, doing a podcast, having a drink, all good stuff.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Hi, Kendra.
Oh, Kendra's in. Nice.
Just saying, she didn't chime in, and she just
said, she's just in there. Oh, she just clicked on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, nice. Well, see, I had to have somebody support me.
Oh, there it is. I'm
glad my wife does.
Yeah, there it is.
Hi. Oh, there we are. All right.
All right.
So, yeah, I have to give credit, because Kendra will ask me later, you didn't tell them that I told you about this. She read an article on this and told me about it.
Okay.
So it came from her indirectly.
Fair enough.
Well, directly. She gave it to me. It was a direct give to me, and then I'm sharing it with you now.
So, Dave, do this.
To give her credit.
Do this.
No, she said, this is a great idea. This is a great thing for a podcast. And I'm like, and then she sent it to me a while back, and I couldn't find the link or the email. So we spent some time today after golf to looking up that this article and this study. So
all right. Thank you, Kendra. Look forward to hearing this.
Absolutely. Let me go through, folks, and tell you where you can find me. My website is motorcityhypnotist.com. Check that out. We're in the midst of prom and grad season. Yes. So if you don't have entertainment yet, reach out now, because mm-hmm. it is booking up. I was just in Florida over the weekend for mm-hmm. a University of Florida dance marathon.
This is your second
shout
year?
Out to unit. No, I, this is the fourth time I've done this. Oh, one.
Very cool.
Third.
Large crowd.
I don't remember now.
It's a large crowd.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Here, I'll show you.
No, you're good. I saw the pictures on the Facebook.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. You saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good crowd.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. It's a fantastic time.
Yeah.
And then next week, I'm in Iowa next weekend on Saturday. And goodness. Then the weekend after that, I'm in Illinois. And then the weekend after that, I'm back to Iowa for a show. And then the grad season start here in Michigan.
Yeah, you guys need a book now is what it comes down
yes,
to.
Exactly, yes, exactly. Because we're running out of time. And I've said it on shows before, and I'll say it again. You want to get somebody who's good, hire me.
Yeah,
right. I'm not saying that to sound conceited or anything, but I do a good show. It's family friendly.
Right.
It's there are a lot of people out there doing shows who are just not good.
Right.
And you might not know that because if you've never seen a show, but trust me on that.
Right. They might be able to hypnotize you, but they're just not a good performer.
Correct. Right. Well, and that's the big thing, because
entertainer.
This is the way I describe it. You can learn to do most anything. Most anything. But if you do the steps by rote, you just do it as it's exactly the same every single time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's no, it's like reading off a script.
Right.
My show, I consider it, even though I have a lot of stuff as far as routines that are the same, you have different people and different interactions. And I love getting in conversations with my volunteers and ab, you know,
improv a little
improving bit. Yeah. With them. That's the best. It comes up with the funniest stuff. I'm telling you.
Great.
So check out my website, MotorCityHypnotist.com. Book now before it's too late. My social media, Facebook and YouTube, are both Motor City Hypnotist, and Snapchat and Instagram are Motor City Hypno, H-Y-P-N-O.
Perfect.
And as we do every single show, text the word hypnosis to 313-800-8510 and get a free hypnosis guide.
Uh-huh.
It's a PDF I wrote. It's not too detailed. It's like 2 pages, but it gives you a gist on what hypnosis is, why it works, dispels some myths and misconceptions, and it's just a cool thing to have. So check that out. All right. I think we're caught up with all the stuff we did. So as I was going to say, I was talking to Matt before the show started. I was in Florida and I, you know, for a lot of shows, I travel quite a bit and I've never had this experience. I got to tell this on air because it's just ridiculous. So those of you who know, I fly quite a bit. So I have Clear, which is this system that you're in. They fingerprint you, they photo you.
Yeah.
You go right up to the kiosk, put your fingers on the fingerprint scanner. It pulls you up and you go right through. It's like limited.
It's TSA
inspection.
TSA pre-check, yeah.
Yeah. But I also have TSA pre-check. So I have both of those things. They're two separate things.
Wow.
But both get you right through without any issues, without standing in line, unless there's some people in that line.
Sure.
So anyway, I go to Clear, which is what I usually use. None of the kiosks are working and there's nobody there manning them. Usually there's somebody there running the Clear thing.
Uh-huh. What time of day was this at?
It was early. It was probably like 5 a.m.
Okay. Go on.
Early. So I ask one of the security guards on the other end. I'm like, where are the Clear people? There's nobody here. She goes, I don't know. They're usually here. I don't know. And I'm like, well, none of the kiosks are on. She shrugs. She's like, I don't know. So the line right next to that one is the TSA pre-check line, which I also have.
Sure.
So I just duck under the ribbon into that TSA pre-check line and step right to the front. There are like 60 people in line with their bags through the normal, you know.
Right. Normal check.
Serpentine line that goes back and forth. So I go up to the guy and hand him my license and my boarding pass. And he's like, back of the line. And I'm like, wait, I have pre-check. I have Clear and pre-check. Clear wasn't working. He goes, you just cut in line. Get to the back.
But that's why you have
pre-check. That's the whole point. That's why I pay for pre-check.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to wait in line. That's the whole point of it.
He must not have had his cup of coffee yet or something.
I don't know.
That's just terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't know. I maybe just was having a bad day or something, but it was ridiculous. So I had to go stand in line, and I wasn't no threat of missing my flight. I got there plenty early enough, but the whole point is I pay for these things.
Uh-huh.
I want to be able to use them,
uh-huh.
not
get thrown
stand in line with the other, you know, with the other cattle. So anyway, that's my rant. I put this rant on Facebook too. If you see my profile, you'll see it. Anyway, that was my adventure. I had a lot of adventures this weekend. It was a fun weekend. But again, shout out to University of Florida Gators. Their dance marathon. They do this dance marathon every year where they're up for 24 hours. They don't sit down at all. They're dancing, but they stand the whole time, and it's in their basketball arena.
Okay,
and it's usually a couple thousand kids at least. It's huge, huge packed audience, and they have fun. So again, shout out to them. I always love going there. Their volunteers are always fantastic. They had great people.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, and then I'm off to Iowa, to Illinois, to Iowa, and then a bunch of shows around here. So yeah.
Busy, busy.
That's my rant. So let's after that rant. So the TSA guy, was not a winner of the week. This is.
All right.
That's how winning is done.
Who is it?
Okay. So I'm going to give you, I'll, let's play a guessing game, Matt.
Okay.
What was a big event over the past weekend?
The Masters.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Now I know a lot of you out there may not be golf fans or follow sports or whatever, but, our winner of the week this week is Scottie Scheffler.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go.
Absolutely.
I thought you were going to go Tiger Woods for making the cut.
he was +6 or +9 at one point.
Well, he still made
it. Good for him. I mean, with the damage his body has sustained over the years, it's amazing he can
the surgery
still
is out
play.
Of, yeah, the surgery's right. out his back, right. his broken leg from the car accident, and he's still able to swing a club in some type of style. Yeah.
So, but so Scotty he was on fire. I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the Masters.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think at one point, and forgive me, people, because I was traveling, so I was in and out of trying to watch this when I could. So,
okay.
But at one point, I think Scheffler was down at like, he could have been fourth, I think, over the weekend.
Okay. Going into Sunday, he was four down?
No, I don't think it was. He was probably second day, maybe. But he, I know he wasn't. He was down. He didn't lead the whole time.
Okay.
And but he and he had a couple of double bogeys that were just really ugly. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh boy, here it comes.
Yep. Meltdown. But
he finished out strong, played well, and
all right.
Got his second Masters.
In how many years?
Three.
So he's been two out of three.
I believe so.
All right.
Again, I know people. I follow golf. I watch it, but a lot of the details are, you know. But
hey. All right. But hey, oh, he, you know, to win the
well,
Masters.
Well, and this is one of the only of five or six in history players that were ranked number one in the world and won the Masters.
Okay.
So that's another achievement that very few people have done. Tiger did it.
Yep.
Like 10 times.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's but not, I know, it's no, not it's easy great, to do.
I mean, and I don't, for those of you who like golf or watch golf, the Masters is always a great one to watch.
Augusta.
I like the Players and the Masters. Those are the two tournaments I just tune into and love because they're great. It's great. So anyway, winner of the week, Scotty Scheffler.
Bring it.
Winning the Masters. Bam.
Good for him.
How winning is done.
So what's the demographic that we're
demographic?
Yeah.
So back to it.
Is that yeah. that the demographic we're getting to?
Could be.
Negan's age.
So we're going to talk about here mental health issues as a result of the COVID lockdowns or the COVID restrictions, let's say.
Okay.
So we talked last episode or last couple of episodes on the effect COVID had on young people, mm-hmm. people in like late adolescent and early 20s.
Yes.
This one is a little bit counterintuitive. And when I tell you how we're going to lead into this, there are a group of people who are much more affected by the restrictions and the shutdowns during COVID.
Okay.
And it has lasted for the last 3 years.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Okay. So let me give you a couple of key points. First of all, many psychologists and psychiatrists have reported an influx of people seeking mental health support during and after the pandemic. Makes sense.
Sure.
Numerous studies have been carried out looking into the impact of COVID on mental health, mm-hmm. which is understandable.
Okay.
One study published in the Lancet Medical Journal in October looked at the global prevalence of depression and anxiety disorders in 204 countries and territories in 2020 due to the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. So the big thing is, and there are a couple of other, there are a couple of quotes. There are a psychiatrist in New York, his name's Valentin Ratieri. He said, "I've never been as busy in my life and I've never seen my colleagues as busy as they are right now."
Okay.
Another person. Oh no! This is a continuation of his quote. "I can't refer people to other people because everybody is full. Nobody's taking new patients, so I've never been this busy in my life." So here's one of the things. This study was published in the Lancet Medical Journal in October. And it found that mental health dramatically declined in the year of the pandemic, mm-hmm. with an estimated 53 million additional cases of major depressive disorder and 76 million additional cases of anxiety disorders globally.
In what age group are we referring?
This is in general.
In general?
Yep. And let me break it down. That's in general, the total population.
Okay.
Women and younger people were found to be affected more than men and older adults.
Okay.
In that study. So here's the population I'm talking about, because I kind of teased that in the intro.
Yes.
The people who are not faring well right now, mm-hmm. are the people who most strictly followed the COVID lockdown rules. I'm not kidding you.
I don't mean to laugh, but I do mean to laugh because, okay, there are just rules for a period of time. It wasn't a lifestyle change.
Well, I mean,
and it's tough to continue that lifestyle.
Well, no, I totally get it. Again, in the study, it said those who followed the restrictions most closely when the pandemic hit are the most likely to be suffering from stress, anxiety, depression, and academics, according to Bangor University.
I can't stay home anymore. I can't be lazy. I can't wear my shorts and a dress shirt on Zoom anymore.
So here's the difference.
Boo-hoo.
There are people with communal personalities. Now these terms, I can change them and say extrovert and introvert, maybe.
Okay.
That we could probably make those. I think I can change it with these labels. But the study identified that people with communal personalities who are more caring, sensitive, aware of others' needs, adhered most rigorously with the lockdown protocols.
Okay.
Because they're more empathetic. They're more feeling. They're more caring.
To the people around them.
To themselves and to whoever's around them. People with agentic personalities who are more independent, more competitive, and like to have control were least likely to exhibit the behaviors or have any issues after the pandemic issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, Dr. Marley Willigers, who's at, I just lost it. Hold on.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So while you're looking,
Bangor University.
Bangor. Okay.
Okay.
Bangor.
The more individuals complied with health advice during lockdown, the worse their well-being is post-lockdown.
Okay.
Is what he said.
I have my hand up.
Yes.
Okay.
Question in the back.
Are you a COVID virgin?
No, I've had it.
Okay. How many times?
Once.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have yet, knock on wood.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, good for you.
Did I follow the rules? Yes.
Yeah.
Did I follow the restrictions to a T? Probably not, but I was still careful with what I was doing in my surroundings and making sure things were clean, washing my hands, wearing a mask when needed, being in large groups. I still follow some of that today.
Right.
But I haven't worn a mask in months.
No, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a mask on. In fact, I considered it because I traveled this weekend and I flew.
I went to the hospital.
Connecting flights.
I went to a hospital to visit somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wore a mask.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Which in general, take away pandemic and COVID and everything.
It should have been happening.
That's
already,
kind of something you probably should do. And you know what the funny thing is? Before the pandemic happened, I distinctly remember seeing, whether it's a news story or something, that people in Japan wear masks all the time.
That's because of the air.
All the time.
That's the air quality more than it is anything else.
Right.
That's why they were wearing masks.
Right.
Because of the air quality.
But when I saw that beforehand, I'm like, wow, how can they do that? But now I get it. Like, I understand it.
Sure.
You know, it's just as far as your own safety and preventing you from getting diseases or whatever.
Right.
Or whatever.
If you're going to wear a mask, wear it properly.
Well, that too. Right.
If you're going to adhere to the rules, wear it properly. Go on. Go on.
So the sad thing about this is that we're told to do something. Now, this is not going to be a political discussion. This is not where this is going.
Okay.
But I'm saying, in general, when we're told to do something, many people would be like, okay, that's what I should do. Some people say, screw it. I'm not doing that.
So there's really no age group. It's just people that took
this
it
is totally, in general.
This is just people that took it too seriously.
The difference here, the big difference that they're making here is personality types. And again, we use the communal and the agentic personalities. And I would say, I'm not necessarily introverted, extroverted. That really doesn't fit as well. But more empathetic and feeling as opposed to more competitive and driven. And I'm not saying those things can't mix, but
Kendra's chiming in. She's and as you well know, they've never had COVID.
So Kendra never had it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
she never
saying.
Got it.
Right.
Yep.
But they, you know, still follow. So,
but the big thing though, and here's the thing that people don't realize, Kendra has an autoimmune disease.
Yes.
She has psoriatic arthritis.
Okay.
So for her, exposure to germs or bacteria or things that could get her immune system's already affected. So for her, honestly, and she does quite often, but you need to protect yourself against outside
you know, the protocols make them feel safer because of the
autoimmune. Yes, I get that. Because of the autoimmune. And there are a lot of people in the country with autoimmune diseases that should be. And here's the thing.
In a bubble.
If you were to say, okay, this percentage, and I'm throwing, I don't know what the percentage is. I'll throw out a random one. 30% of the population has an autoimmune disease. So because of that, we're going to mask up whenever we're in public.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would be like, no, not doing it.
Nope.
No. And again, that this is difference in personalities. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying those people are wrong. I'm just saying it, the personality type affects if you're going to follow rules or not.
Right. Oh, yes. Understood.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the study a little bit. Please. Researchers based their findings on a study of how compliant with the rules people were during the first lockdown in March to September 2020, like that March to September.
Okay.
Because that's when everything got locked down. And
yeah.
And to be fair, nobody knew what to expect or what to do.
When the shutdown originally happened in March, before you get to the study, everyone's like, we're being told, you know, by the higher ups, you know, this is only going to be for a short period of time. We're thinking maybe a couple of weeks until things get back to under control. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And now we're looking at August and it's summertime, right?
And here's my thought on this. And this is my thought. I'm not taking it out of anywhere, but I think people react to something that's scary. People have fear and understandably so. But because when this thing came out in the news in the beginning, people were like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's flight. Was it fight, flight, or freeze? Right.
Exactly.
And everyone just froze.
And I remember going to Kroger and everybody, I was wearing a respirator.
Yeah.
Into Kroger.
Yeah.
At the time, because nobody knew what this was or how. Now here's the thing. It is serious. I'm not downplaying it. It's killed millions of people.
Right.
And it's still out there. Yeah. People are still getting it and they're still dying from it.
And it's evolving.
Well, that's true too, because we have variants and that's what happens when you have.
Yeah. It's scary. It is scary.
Yeah, no, it is. And it is scary. So, but I think just to kind of give a general, when this hit, everybody was freaked out. Mm-hmm. That's understandable. So, you know, government and people, they were trying to do what was best to keep everybody safe. Mm-hmm. Now, if we had the knowledge we have now back then, I could have been a little bit more lax, but at the time, that's all you knew.
Right.
We were just trying to keep people safe.
There was definitely scare. Everyone was very running for their lives at that point because they had never experienced it. They weren't prepared for it because it came on so incredibly quickly.
So here's a great quote from one of the doctors at the university.
Okay.
Throughout the pandemic, messaging campaigns were designed to ensure people continued to follow the rules. But there was no messaging campaign as we came out of the pandemic to help everybody safely transition back to normal.
Welcome to your new life.
Well, no, but that's kind of frustrating because you're told lock down, don't touch anything, wash your mail. I mean stuff that at the time we thought we needed to do. But at no point did they come back and say, yeah, if you want to feel really safe, wear a mask. But you know, some of these other things that we initial that knee jerk reaction in the beginning, we don't need to do a lot of these things.
So I did something I never thought I would do in my lifetime. I was wiping down cereal boxes with a Lysol wipe.
I know.
You know, because that's just what was out there. And, you know, I had a household that had somebody that had autoimmune disease.
Oh, so, there you go. Yes.
So we were following things to keep them safe.
Absolutely.
At the same time. So it was a very difficult time for a lot of people, but coming out of it, you should take those blinders off.
Well, the problem is, and it's like anything else, when something happens gradually, you don't realize that things have changed.
Uh-huh.
Use the old analogy, a lobster in a boiling pot, you know, they don't know they're boiling until it's too late, you know, but my point being is that You follow these rules, then after a time, it just gets to be normal. Like it gets to be typical. Like we've heard about it, we've done it, and it's kind of like this is normal now. Mm-hmm. So people have less fear about it.
Sure.
Even though some people are still at risk, and some people people are dying every day still from that. Right. So
you get a sniffle, stay home from work.
Oh, sidebar.
Okay.
My connecting flight from Atlanta back to Detroit last night.
Okay.
Sit down. I'm in the middle seat, which I hate. I hate the middle seat. This guy to the left of me called him Sniffles the Clown for an hour and 40 minutes. Then every 10 or so it would be like,
oh God, that's gross.
No, I know. That's, I hate even doing that.
Don't ever do that in my ears again. Ah, <damn it. laughs> God, come on.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
but he sniffed the whole time.
It's quite pungent. It stings the nostrils.
And chunky.
I had my headphones in. I'm just trying to like watch. I was watching Golf Channel, and I'm just trying not to hear it. And it's just a... Oh God. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway, Sniffles a Clown.
So sidebar to the sidebar.
Yes.
I had my own aisle to me, and thank goodness I did on a flight back on a ski trip.
Oh, nice.
I was not in the best of health coming back. I had the sniffles.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, I had the entire row to myself.
Oh, good.
And I can just snot everywhere. I'm kidding. But I didn't have to bother anybody in that regard.
Right.
I kept it to myself and my own little bubble. But still, it is the worst feeling when you know you have the sniffles and you're sitting next to somebody on a plane. And that's when people get the most freaked out when it comes to getting sick.
I know. And it's unfortunate. But you know, I've been on, I don't know, hundreds of flights in my life. Yeah. I know. Kendra said she puts a mask on immediately when she gets on a plane, which is great. Yes.
Sorry, Kendra, to freak you out. I was by myself.
Yeah, right. That's true. So let's do this. We're close to being done. We're going to come back and I'm going to give you some of the symptoms that people have been experiencing. This group that we talked about, the more empathetic, the people who follow the rules are having a lot of mental illness at the moment.
All right.
We're going to go through what's happening and what you can do about it. Before we shut out for today, for this episode, first of all, those of you on Facebook Live, stick around. We're going to be back right now doing another episode.
Uh-huh.
Those of you listening on whatever platform you're listening on, jump ahead to the next episode or wait till it drops.
Right. But like and subscribe.
So like and subscribe also. Yeah. That's the important thing.
All right. So who is it?
Detroit Dog Rescue. Somebody needs a home.
Who's that?
It is Tiberius.
See, we've had Tiberius before.
We did.
Yes.
Because we were mentioned James T. Kirk.
Yes,
and, James
did.
Tiberius Kirk. And
yes.
And Tiberius still needs a home. I haven't seen him on there, so I don't know if he left and came back. That's why I pulled him up again.
Yeah.
So that's my concern. It's a lab mix, Labrador Retriever mix, neutered male, 60 pounds.
So he looks very high energy.
Activity level they say is medium.
Oh, okay.
So
he looks like he'd be a high energy.
He
puppy.
Was born in 2021, so you know he's probably 3 years old. But Tiberius needs a home.
Come on, how could you not?
I know.
How could you not?
He just wants to catch a ball.
Yeah, I see that.
And run. That's all he wants.
I hope that's the picture, and his tail isn't that.
Whacked out. I was wondering that. Looks like a blur on there. I think that's something in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Right. Because it doesn't match. I know you can't see it on video or on camera, but it's a different texture there. Something was goofy with the camera. Because
his tail goes into a right angle.
It does. It's
We should rename him Wrangle.
Yeah. All right. Tiberius needs a home.
Yes.
DetroitDogRescue.com. Adopt. Check it out.
Do it.
Give Tiberius a home, please.
Yay.
You need somebody to go to. All right, folks, that is it. We will be back with the effects of COVID on people who follow the rules.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's a best way to condense it.
I like it.
Yeah. Part two coming up. And again, Facebook Live people, stick around. Those of you on whatever other platform you're listening on, jump ahead or wait till the next episode. All righty, folks, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We'll see you next time.